Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Kids Short Stories. If this is your first time, welcome to the family. My name is Mr. Jim, and I live with my family in South Carolina with my three kids, and we love story time so much that we do stories every single day. So make sure that right now you smash the follow button so you can be a part of our story building family. Today's story comes to us from Weston and Joelle. Hey guys, they sent me an awesome story. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! It was a beautiful day and Weston and his friends were at the skate park. He loved to go skateboarding or scootering or rollerblading with his friends all the time. But today was skateboard day. Have you ever been on a skateboard before? Holy smokes, that can be kind of hard to stand on. I'm not very good at it. I don't have the right balance, but... Oh, you're pretty good at it? Oh, wow. Well, Weston was really good at it, and so were all of his friends. Hey, Weston, check this out! One of his friends launched off of a jump and did an awesome move. Dude, that was so cool! Shouted Weston. All right, my turn. Guys, look out. Weston dropped in on the half pipe and soared through the air with a sick move. Weston, that was insane, shouted his friends. Drip, drip, drip. Oh no, it's starting to rain. All right, guys, well, maybe we can hang out tomorrow. I'll see ya. Bye, Weston, shouted his friends. It was starting to rain and it was time to go home. It's not fun to skateboard in the rain, and it can be extra super slippery, so that's also not a good part. As he was riding home, he noticed that his front trucks were just way too loose. The trucks, that's the part where the wheels fit on. The trucks are the middle part that attach to the bottom of the skateboard, and the wheels attach to the trucks. It's kind of like the axle. Holy smokes, I gotta tighten these when I get home, said Weston. As he pulled in on his driveway and zoomed into his garage, he parked his skateboard in a nice open spot. He made it just in time because the rain was now pouring. Can you make the sound of rain? Yeah. Well, it was pouring rain and he just made it back in time to his garage. Whew, that was a close one, said Weston. He grabbed some screwdrivers and started working on those trucks on the bottom of a skateboard. Weston! Is that you, Weston? Shouted his mom. Yeah, I'm in the garage. Oh, perfect. Well, just come inside and wash up because it's time to eat. Can I finish making the adjustments on my trucks on the skateboard? No, Weston, I need you to come in right now. So just leave that there, leave the screwdriver right there, and you can finish it after we eat. Come on, said his mom. Weston stood up and dropped his screwdriver right next to the skateboard. As he came inside, oh, he smelled a very delicious. What is that? Is that lasagna, Mom? Yes, it is. Come on. Weston loved lasagna. Have you ever had lasagna before? Oh, it's so good. It's got like pasta sauce and cheese and the pasta noodle part, and oh, it's so good. Weston washed his hands and sat at the table, and his family ate dinner together. Dinner was so good, he almost forgot about a skateboard still sitting in the garage. And then he heard his walkie. Shh, Weston, are you there? Can I please be excused? I ate all my dinner, and I think my friends are needing my help or something. Yes, Weston. Just put your dishes in the sink and then clean up and then you can go. Okay, thank you so much. Weston dropped all of his dishes in the sink and washed them off, and then raced over to where his walkie-talkie was in the other room. Shh. Hey guys, yeah, I'm here, what's up?
Shh. Dude, you won't believe this. I think there's some kind of skateboard monster, like, all over the neighborhood. All of our skateboards are missing.
They're what? He jumped off the couch and raced over to the garage. He had to check and make sure that his skateboard was there and... Yeah, Weston, yours is probably gone too.
Shh.
As Weston burst into the garage...
Wait, no, my skateboard is right there.
Guys, wait, what are you talking about?
Shh. What? That's not fair, Weston. All of our skateboards, every single one of ours, has disappeared. And Johnny is convinced that there's some kind of skateboard monster eating them all.
Shh.
Yeah, Weston, I saw a creature. It looked like a skateboard, and it was alive, and it ate my skateboard, said Johnny.
Shh. Well, you have to understand that Johnny was known to tell some crazy, wild stories, and so it would kind of make sense that some of the friends might not believe him. But Weston really did like Johnny, so maybe... Just maybe Johnny was telling the truth.
Okay, Johnny, that is a pretty crazy story, but I do have a camera out in front of my garage. Maybe it picked up something. I'll let you guys know what I find. Over.
Shh. Weston asked his parents to look at the video feed for the camera in front of the garage. They grabbed the monitor, and he started scanning through the video.
All right. This probably happened in the last 30 minutes since we were eating dinner. All right, so I'll start there. He started watching the video and quickly looking through it, and then all of a sudden, holy smokes! Johnny was right.
Weston ran back over to his walkie-talkie.
Shh, guys, come in. This is Weston. I have something you need to see for yourself. Come to my house right away. Over.
It only took a few minutes before all of his friends showed up on Weston's front yard. Weston couldn't wait to show them what he had found.
Guys, look at this.
Weston opened up the video and pressed play.
Holy smokes, guys. I wish you could see the video that Weston and his friends are looking at right now. But there is some kind of real skateboard monster that rode up Weston's driveway. It looked inside at the skateboard. It's like it was coming to eat Weston's skateboard. It saw something and got scared and ran away. But then I think it went over to Johnny's house and then it ate Johnny's skateboard.
All of Weston's friends couldn't believe their eyes.
What in the world was that?
They all said and turned to Weston.
And why didn't it eat yours?
I don't know, guys, but I'm pretty sure we just stumbled into some kind of crazy mystery. We need to work together to solve this one.
Holy smokes! Weston and his friends have just started some kind of crazy skateboarding monster adventure. We'll have to wait and see what happens on the next episode of Kids Short Stories.
Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say to Shania and Anika from New York, Miles from Seattle, Tanme from India, Vivian from Mumbai, Clark and Vivi from Ottawa, Ontario, Will from Virginia, Julia from Ontario, and Thea from Queen Creek, Arizona. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I'll see you next time. Bye!
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm
Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.